I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The next main stage play at Bloomington Playwrights Project is a new play by Mike Smith. It's called Symphony for Three. It's directed by Ben Goujon. Our guests are both the writer and the director. Mike, Symphony for Three supposedly inspired in part with the relationship between Robert and Clara Schumann and their young enthusiast Johannes Brahms, but you've really translated these characters for us, I'd say.
Quite a bit. Instead of being set in the early part of the 19th century, it's set in the 1960s in a small Midwestern college town. And instead of all being composers, Robert's a composer, Clara is a novelist, and Johannes is a folk singer who becomes a rock star.
Certainly seems as if there's a translation there.
Yeah, I would say. It's what I was trying to do was to try to understand these people in a way that would be more contemporary. I actually was in college at the time in the late 60s. And to make the relationship more understandable, I mean, a lot of things happen in the play that never would have happened in the 1840s. Well, I won't give it too much away. But for instance, at one point, Robert asks Johannes if he and Clara can use Johannes' sperm so they can have a baby. And I find it hard to imagine that that would have happened in the 1840s in Germany. But and then Johannes becomes this rock star. So it's not about Robert and Clara and Johannes as they were. It's as I imagined they might have been.
Uh-huh. Now, a lot of research into the trio of the 1840s composers' families?
Actually, no.
Uh-huh.
And this is going to sound really arrogant, but I didn't want to be bogged down by too many facts. I knew a few things about them. For instance, Robert was a pianist in the beginning and basically ruined his hands. He came up with an invention that was going to make his hands stronger, and they ruined his hands. And I translate that into the play, and Robert ruins his hands, but not that way. You know, things like that.
Uh-huh. We're talking with Mike Smith, who's the author of Symphony for Three that opens at the Bloomington Playwrights Project this week. The director for the play is Ben Goujon. Ben, when you're working with a brand new play with a playwright who's got a track record in the area, how much furniture do you get to move around?
Actually, it's been really delightful working with Mike. When Rich Perez, artistic director, had contacted me about the play, I was a little nervous. You know, when you're getting a new script by a local playwright, you have no idea. And I'm new to the area, so I had no idea what was going to appear in my inbox. And I was really excited to discover a play that was pretty well put together already. And having Mike there, you know, we've had some things come up with staging in the show and with even the casting in the show, how we chose to interpret some of the characters that Mike has been able to be around and rewrite for us and, you know, make suggestions for line changes and things like that has been great. You know, you don't get that chance if you're working on Shakespeare.
So we get a custom-tailored production.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your own background. You say you're new to the area.
I just moved here in August. I graduated from Western Illinois University last spring with a MFA in acting and had worked at the Shawnee Theater this summer and moved here. Had been friends with Rich Perez through mutual friends, and that brought me here to see what happened, basically.
Uh-huh. We've been talking with director Ben Goujon and writer Mike Smith about the upcoming production of Symphony for Three, a play about love, genius, and madness set in the 60s and inspired by the trio of Robert and Clara Schumann and Johannes Brahms. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.